NASCO Disability Technical Expert Famba Inenimagweva told Parliament's Millennium Development Goals Thematic Committee it's crucial for the government to ensure everyone in the country has proper documentation. He says the vote of people with disabilities is equally important.
When you as politicians go out and say you must vote, let's go and vote. These people cannot vote because they cannot be registered to vote.
He said this organization is working with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to provide voter education to people with disabilities, adding their lobbying to ensure polling stations will be accessible come election time. Magweva said people with disabilities make 20% of the poor people in Zimbabwe, adding that 95% of them are out of both formal and informal employment. The most affected are women with literacy rates as low as 5%, said Magweva.
Again, in terms of education, the enrollment in our country is only plus minus 15% of school-going children with disabilities who are in school. A big number are out of school.
He said, despite the enactment of the Disabled Persons Act way back in 1992, the majority of people living with disabilities continue to live in abject poverty as government has failed to provide resources to uplift their lives.
We appreciate that we were the first, but the sad part, of course, having the best legislation in those years was not accompanied with resources to implement that act. So it remained a document which we all smiled at.
He said most programs supporting people with disabilities are sponsored by churches and non-governmental organizations. Tsarai Mungoni, NASCO Research and Advocacy Officer, concurs. He says the Disabled Persons Act has done nothing to solve their problems.
While you have this piece of legislation, it remains a pie in the sky, you know, because it is not enforceable. There are no meaningful remedies and there is no policy within which this piece of legislation can be operationalized.
Magweva said excluding people with a disability from development work is costly for any country.
We are losing plus minus 2 billion as an economy by excluding people with disabilities.
NASCO believes most problems facing people with disabilities can be resolved if Zimbabwe ratifies the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities.
The UN Convention should be our guideline, and that would give us respect of inherent dignity, non-discrimination, self-representation, equality of opportunities, and accessibility to whatever services are in this country.
NASCO, a coalition of 70 organizations, estimates Zimbabwe's 2 million people living with disabilities. About 700,000 of them are eligible to vote. Committee Chairman Chief Lucas Machane said some of the concerns raised in today's hearing would be addressed in the new constitution, though the groups complained that their views were largely ignored in the draft charter. Machane urged people living with disabilities to take the bull by the horns and contest for parliamentary seats so they can effectively tackle issues affecting them. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.